Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about President Trump's statement and red and blue states, what that really means, because it's not quite as defined as people might believe it is. And Trump's little comment, while absurd, there's a whole lot that we can learn from it. So, what did he say? He was trying to deflect blame for the mishandling of the public health issue. And he said, if you take the blue states out, we're at a level that I don't think anybody in the world would be at. We're really at a very low level. But some states, they were blue states and blue state managed. He's talking about the toll. If you subtract the blue states, the toll would be lower. Yes, that's true. If you subtract the most populous areas of the country, you will have a lower toll. Give that man a Nobel Prize for mathematics. But the thing is, the idea that he was trying to get across is that blue states are somehow worse. Is that true? No. No, it's not. If you go back to the very beginning, it's 53% of the lost are from blue states, 47% are from red states. If you just go from July, 70% are in red states. See, the blue states got hit first. That's where it started. So, of course, their tolls are higher. They're also generally more populous. So the fact that even with a head start, and having more people, red states have done their best to catch up, kind of shows that it's the opposite is true. And his comment about saying that he didn't think anybody else would be there if we took away the blue states, which is about 100,000 people, we take that away, nobody else would be there. That's true, but not the way he's saying. If you subtracted that, we would still be the number two in lost. Only Brazil would reach that level. That's how bad he has handled this. Okay. But here's the thing. Red states and blue states, that's not a thing. Not really. Not the way it comes across. If you mean red state as a state that typically votes red, or blue, a state that typically votes blue on the national level, sure, yeah, I guess that's a thing. But that doesn't really tell you much. You know, lately, Portland, that's been in the news a lot. Democrat state, blue state, 50.02%. That's not an overwhelming majority at all, now, is it? New York, another blue state, 59%. California, 61%. That means 39% of people in California are more conservative, or voted third party, I guess. Not even two-thirds voted blue. Same thing the other way. Texas, red state, 52%. The highest in the country is West Virginia, with 68 voting red. We're not as divided by states as the president would like us to believe, but that's what he has to do. You know, he has to divide the country. He has to go out of his way to pit Americans against each other, because that's what all authoritarian goons do. They start off by going after those outside the country, foreigners. Maybe they say something like, America first, and build from there. Once that isn't satisfying their crowd anymore, have to give them somebody else to look down at, well, then they go after those who are in the country who shouldn't really be there. In this case, immigration was used. Then it's those who are a little different somehow. And then, as a last resort, the leader turns the country against itself. Anybody who opposes dear leader, well, they're the opposition. You have to hate them. And they have to do this because reactionary people, they live on a diet of fear and hate. So you have to give them somebody to be afraid of and somebody to hate. And that's what he's done. He has turned the country against itself. He is asking Americans to forget about 100,000 lost simply because they resided in a state where a little more than half voted against him. Can you picture any other president in U.S. history doing that? Anybody else being that arrogant, that ignorant, that self-serving, dividing the country like that to hopefully boost his re-election chances? It's the only reason he's doing it. People should be forgotten about. Them being lost, well, it shouldn't matter. Because they, well, maybe not even them, but some people in their state voted for the party that President Trump himself gave a whole bunch of money to over the years and used to be a member of. Because he has no principles, he has no morals, he never has. But see, there's some good news that comes out of this. In my county, where I'm at, oh, this is red. This deep, deep Republican county. If 100% of registered Democrats showed up, 100% voter turnout, and half Republicans did, Republicans would still win by a pretty comfortable margin. When you say it like that, it seems like anybody that is progressive thinking in this area would be alone. However, if you say it another way, it doesn't really shake out like that. If I get in line at Walmart and there's 10 people in front of me, two or three are going to be Democrats. That's how it works out. This country isn't that divided. And that's just party affiliation. When you get down to the actual issues, they're even less divided. The average person out here, we don't hate each other. Not people. But a lot of our politicians do everything they can to make us put party over country, even at the cost of 100,000 people. If you're in a red area, a very conservative area, and you feel like there are no progressives around you, please remember, there are a whole bunch of people who think just like you in every way, including thinking they're alone. Sometimes when you speak up, you're not really saying it to convince anybody. You're saying it so that people around you who already think the way you do know they're not alone. And in a lot of those red areas, it's desperately needed. There are people waiting on you. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good night.